Welcome back. Another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. And we're going to share some good things for you today to kind of lighten your day. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and Cherry County. Yep, got the barbecue cook-off coming up on September of the 6th. Hey, that's just tomorrow. And next week, it'll be the Catfish Tournament and another music concert. There's one this Saturday as well. And then it's the Cowboy Fast Draw coming up the 19th through the 21st. Hunting season's here as well for fall upland birds. Check it all out. Visit Valentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. They're the cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades. It's a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. This is a publication with credentials that warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com, and you can get it subscribed and coming weekly to your house.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. I'm going to do something today called The Roundup Cook by Robert Carr. We always talk about the fall roundup of cattle, so I thought this would be coming into September here. There's good cooks and there's bad ones. No harm in being frank, but speaking generally, I'll say a Roundup cook's a crank. There's something aggravating in the dealing out the chuck that makes a man not care for jokes and feel down on his luck. If you should think to doubt my word, just go and assass a cook, and then for some deep hole to hide, go take a sudden look. While going's good, you'd better go before the hash knife falls, before the boss of pots and pans, your frame in anger crawls. But yet we sort of like the cook and love to hear him say, "Oh, you'd better come and get it, or I'll throw it all away." And to his face, though, privately, we cuss him now and then. We brag upon his chuck and act like perfect gentlemen. From Robert Carr, that's the Roundup Cook today.
Hey, Mike, do you have any of those skills that make you really good at Scrabble?
Probably not.
Well, here I think someone is they'd be really hard to play against for a game of Scrabble. They took the word Presbyterian, and when they rearranged the letters, they came up with best in prayer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And astronomer, when you rearrange the letters, moon starer.
Moon starer.
Yeah.
Okay.
To stare at the moon. Desperation, when you rearrange the letters, a rope ends it.
Ooh.
I know. The eyes, when you rearrange the letters, you get they see.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, George Bush, when you rearrange the letters, he bugs Gore.
Oh, somebody was thinking along the political lines.
Isn't this funny, though, that you can take the very same letters and come up with these? The Morse code, when you rearrange the letters, here come dots.
Dots.
Yeah. How creative is that?
Pretty
good. How about taking the letters from dormitory and getting dirty room?
Kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
Slot machines. And when you rearrange the letters for slot machines, you get cash lost in me.
Oh, well, that can happen.
Animosity. Rearrange the letters is no amity.
Interesting.
I know it. Election results, rearrange those and you get lies. Let's recount.
Really? No kidding.
I know. This is crazy. Snooze alarms, rearrange those and you get alas. No more Z's.
That's true. You're done.
A decimal point, when you rearrange the letters, I'm a dot in place.
A dot in place.
Yeah.
Kind of a self-definition then.
I know. These are crazy. The earthquakes, take all of those letters and you get that queer shake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 11 plus 2, you rearrange all of that, and guess what you get?
12 plus 1.
You cheated.
I cheated. I looked at your sheet.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm not sure I like this one. Mother-in-law, when you rearrange the letters, it's woman Hitler.
Oh, jeez.
Somebody was very creative.
They really did on that.
Well, and it's just funny because it was just within the limits of the letters they already had.
Here's another one of those idiot sightings. A deputy with the Dallas County Sheriff's Office, no less, on this one. I work with an individual who plugged her power strip back into itself and for the sake of her life couldn't understand why her system would not turn on.
Okay, we'll move along gently, gently. Every man is important if he loses his life, and every man is funny if he loses his hat and has to run after it.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.